संकीर्तन की, जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव
नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। The reading from Canto 4, Chapter 20, titled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, Text 14. Shreyaha Praja Palanam Eva Ragyo.
Shreyaha Praja Palanam Eva Ragyo.
Yat Sam Paraye Pitat Shastam Amsham. हर्तान्यता ऋतपुण्य प्रजानाम् अरक्षिता करहारो गम अति श्रेयः प्रजापालनम् एव राज्ञो यत्साम् पराये सुकृतात् षष्ठम् अंशम् हर्तान्यथा ऋतपुण्यप्रजानाम् अरक्षिता करहारोघम् अति श्रेयः प्रजापालनम् एव राज्ञो यत्साम्पराये सुकृतात् षष्ठम् अंशम् हर्तान्यथा ऋतपुण्यप्रजानाम् अरक्षिता करहारो घम् अति श्रेयः
पालनम् एव राज्ञो
यत्साम्पराये सुकृतात् षष्ठमंशम्
हर्तान्यथा
ऋतपुण्यप्रजानाम्
अरक्षिता
करहारो घम् अति
श्रेयः प्रजापालनम् एव राज्ञो
यत्साम्पराये सुकृतात् षष्ठमंशम्
हर्तान्यथा ऋतपुण्यप्रजानाम्
अरक्षिता करहारो घम् अति
श्रेयः प्रजापालनम् एव राज्ञो
यत्साम्पराये सुकृतात् षष्ठमंशम् हर्तान्यथा ऋतपुण्यप्रजानाम्
अरक्षिता
करहारो घम् अति वर्ड टू वर्ड श्रेयः auspicious prajapalanam ruling over the general mass of people eva certainly ragyah for the king yat because sam paraye
Samparaya.
In the next birth.
In the next birth.
Sukratat.
Sukratat.
From the pious activities.
From pious activities.
Shashtam amsham.
Shashtam amsham.
One-sixth part.
One-sixth part.
Harta.
Harta.
Collector.
Collector.
Anyatha.
Anyatha.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
Ritapunyaha.
Ritapunyaha.
Being bereft of the results of pious activities.
Being bereft of the results of pious activities.
Prajanam.
Prajanam.
Of the citizens.
Of the citizens.
Arakshita. One who does not protect.
One who does not protect.
Karaharaha.
Karaharaha.
Tax collector.
Tax collector.
Agham.
Agham.
Sin.
Sin.
Atti.
Atti.
Receives or suffers.
Receives or suffers.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. To give protection to the general mass of people who are citizens of the state is the prescribed occupational duty for a king. By acting in that way, the king in his next life shares 1/6 of the result of the pious activities of the citizens. But a king or executive head of state who simply collects taxes from the citizens but does not give them proper protection as human beings, as the results of his own pious activities taken away by the king, citizens. And in exchange for his not giving protection, he becomes liable to punishment for the impious activities of his subjects. Purport. The question may be raised here that if everyone engaged in spiritual activities to attain salvation and became indifferent to the activities of the material world, then how could things as they are go on? And if things are to go on as they ought to, how can a head of state be indifferent to such activities? In answer to this question, the word Shreyaha, auspicious, is used here. The division of activities in society as arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was not blindly or accidentally created, as foolish people say. The Brahmana must do his duty properly, and the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and even the Shudra must do the same. And every one of them can achieve the highest perfection of life. Liberation from this material bondage. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:45, Sve Sve Karmanya Abhirata Samsiddhim Labhate Naraha. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can attain the highest perfection. Lord Vishnu advised Maharaj Prithu that a king is not enjoined to give up his kingdom and the responsibility of protecting the prajas or citizens, to instead go away to the Himalayas for liberation. He can attain liberation while executing his royal duties. The royal duty or the duty of the head of state is to see that the prajas or the general mass of people are doing their respective duties for spiritual salvation. A secular state does not necessitate a king or head of state who is indifferent to the activities of the prajas. In the modern state, the government has many rules and regulations for conducting the duties of the prajas, but the government neglects to see that the citizens advance in spiritual knowledge. If the government is careless in this matter, the citizens will act whimsically without any sense of God realization or spiritual life and thus become entangled in sinful activities. An executive head should not be callous to the welfare of the general mass of people while he simply goes on collecting taxes. The king's real duty is to see that the citizens gradually become fully Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means completely free from all sinful activities. As soon as there is complete eradication of sinful activities in the state, then there will be no more war, pestilence, famine or natural disturbances. This was actually prevailing during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir. If a king or head of government is able to induce the citizens to become Krishna conscious, then he is worthy to rule over the mass of people. Otherwise, he has no right to levy taxes. If the king looks after the spiritual interests of the citizens, he can levy taxes without difficulties. In this way, both the subjects and the king will be happy during this life, and in the next life, the king will be able to share 1/6 of the pious activities of the citizens. Otherwise, by levying taxes on the sinful citizens, he will have to share the reactions of their sinful activities. The same principle can be applied to parents and spiritual masters as well. If parents simply give birth to children like cats and dogs but cannot save the children from imminent death, they become responsible for the activities of their animalistic children. Lately, such children are turning into hippies. Similarly, if a spiritual master cannot direct his disciples to become free of sinful activities, he becomes responsible for their sinful acts. These subtle laws of nature are unknown to the present leaders of society. Since the leaders of society have a poor fund of knowledge and citizens in general are rogues and thieves, there cannot be an auspicious situation for human society. At the present moment, the whole world is full of such an incompatible combination of state and citizens, and therefore there is constant tension, war and anxiety as an inevitable result of such social conditions. Okay, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Prabhupada has given a class, wonderful. Om Jnanat Virandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Nadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Ste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram
So whenever such shlokas are seen, so Prabhupada's purports are clear. He'll take this opportunity to blaspheme nicely and chastise nicely, you know, these political leaders, government especially. You see, you know, we have similar purports, you know, which we have read in fourth canto, part one also, where the duty of government is very clearly mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. Now, what is the duty of government, or what is the duty of the authority? So he says that the citizens should be educated in spiritual life, and only when that happens, people can be happy and the entire country, entire kingdom can be happy, or else it's not possible. And here there's one step ahead, you know, which is given. So this verse can be published maybe, you know. So it says, by acting in that way, the king in his next life shares 1/6 of the result of pious activities of the citizens. So in the next life, the king will get 1/6 of the pious activities only if he helps the citizens to grow to the next level of spirituality. But if he is not able to do that, it is said that whatever pious credits he has, results of his own pious activities will be taken away by the citizens. It was very clear. So it's a really dangerous situation for all the political leaders. You know, what will happen with them next life is going to be really terrible. So let's go paragraph by paragraph and see, you know, what can we take from this. So the second paragraph, we see that even first and second paragraph both, here Prabhupada talks about how can everyone get liberation, or how can everyone attain Krishna. So yesterday I was reading one purport of Srila Prabhupada from third canto. So there he was talking about the four classes, Varnashrama, about Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Grastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So he was making this point that these three classes, that is, or these three ashramas, that is Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi, are not supposed to work. Even if they have to work very, very little to get their basic needs fulfilled. So they have to just work on elevating themselves on the higher platforms of Krishna consciousness and attain Krishna this very lifetime. And then, now the question was about grihasthas, so I was very much eager to read, you know, what's Prabhupada going to say. And he made very, very wonderful points. He said that grihasthas have to earn, and no option, they have to earn, and it is entangling. He says that, you know, it is entangling. But then, even they can get liberated. How they can get liberated? 2 points Prabhupada gives. First one, he says, by supporting these three classes of people to progress on the path of spirituality, even grihasthas will progress on the path of spirituality and attain liberation. And then the next point that he gives is, by begetting Krishna conscious children, they can actually progress in Krishna consciousness. So these are the 2 points which Prabhupada gives for grihastha devotees to attain liberation. And very clearly he mentions, or else it is entangling. So in this way, you know, this particular aspect that everyone in the entire society can go back, come back to Godhead, provided they follow their varna and ashrama. And in the next part, Prabhupada is talking about the authorities. And the last paragraph, it talks about parent and spiritual master. So this shloka, I could just Google it and get this. Guru nasasyat, swajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat. Daivam na tatsyan, na patischa sasyan, namo chayadhyah samupaitya mrityum. So this shloka says, if these people, that is guru, then swajana, that is relatives, then pita, father, janani, mother, daivam, the demigods, all these personalities, if they cannot liberate their subordinates, yes, they are not, they shouldn't take that position. If they cannot liberate their subordinates, they shouldn't take this position. In fact, Prabhupada is very heavy in one place about begetting children. I was reading that yesterday. So he was saying, this is in the context of Kashyapa and Diti. So Diti is approaching Kashyapa in the wrong time for union. And at that time, Prabhupada is writing in the purport. And in fact, he goes on to make a point that he calls Diti as prostitute in one of the lines in the purport. There he says that if the male female, when they come together and the mood is not begetting Krishna conscious children, then he says it is prostitution. Now this is really very heavy, very heavy. When I myself read, I was taken aback, you know, what Prabhupada is saying. He says it's prostitution. Means the point that is made by the Acharya is very, very clear, that if the mood is not proper while begetting children, then for sure the child cannot be Krishna conscious. In fact, I was discussing this with one of the senior devotees. So he was saying, to go back, come back to Godhead, even Garbhadhan Samskar matters a lot. Then I said, what about those who have not, you know, like me? Then a nice point was made that by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, that person can go back, come back to Godhead. But when you talk about qualification, then all the samskaras are important to attain Krishna. Because these samskaras are not just given like that. No, these hold a lot of importance. Right? So in this way we see that parents have to take a lot of endeavor to train their kids. Yesterday in the parenting class, the leadership session of Belandur, we were discussing, the talk went in a different direction altogether. So the talk was about, I asked this question, that what are the different mistakes that the kids can commit? So one mistake was failing in exams, is what they said. One of us failing in exams. So the entire class became, you know, diverted towards this. I was planning to talk about regulative principles. So this went in different direction. And then everyone started giving their inputs, and finally we understood that this is not a mistake. Failing is not a mistake. In fact, the output that we could think of was, training the person to give his 100%, no, that is our responsibility. If he fails, that okay, what can be done, right? But if you consider that as a mistake and you start chastising the person, then he'll never be able to take failure in future. And then there were a lot of examples that everyone gave, you know, from their college time, school time, that how people ran away from the college due to depression, and how there were people who were with the suicidal tendencies because of not accepting this failure, and so on and so forth. So if we can train the kids to give their 100% in all the walks of life, then, you know, that's the proper training. Similarly, you know, we have a very big responsibility as preachers or as spiritual authorities to train the subordinates, you know, very well, you know, so that they can get closer to Krishna. These are very, very important responsibilities, because it's very clear here. The same principle can be applied to parent and spiritual master as well. So I was thinking about our college students. So in this context, you spent few years and very soon you will be a spiritual authority. Now you have to, there is no option. So when it comes to college students, first year, second year, practice spirituality, third year is spiritual authority. You have to guide people. So now, when a person takes up this role of being a spiritual authority for some people or to guide some people, so one aspect is very clear, that the guidance should be given in such a way that that person gets closer to Krishna. And then another point that I was meditating on was, is it that the philosophy is supposed to be given by the spiritual authorities? But then, you know, another argument that came to myself was, you just hang around in ISKCON for some time, be sincere in Sunday feast classes, you'll get all the philosophy, whatever is needed. We are not the body or spirit, soul. We are controlled by the three modes of material nature. Krishna is Supreme Personality. We are servants of Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. And finally, the goal is to attain Krishna. But how to do this is what is the role of the spiritual authorities. To teach how to do this particular aspect, how to attain Krishna. And here, we see the mood of the spiritual authorities is imbibed by the subordinates. So the mood has to be cultivated very nicely. And even in the purpose, we see Prabhupada talks a lot about the mood the person has to cultivate. And he keeps talking about the intensity of bhakti that a person should have. So this is the mood if the spiritual authority can cultivate. And without our notice, this mood will be passed on, not to all the subordinates. So this hankering for Krishna, if we can develop that hankering for Krishna, to hanker, to listen about Krishna's name, form, pastimes, dham and devotees, and the hankering to serve Krishna and his devotees, this hankering can be passed on to the devotees, because this is what they are lacking. All the theoretical stuff anyways they can get, but this hankering they cannot get just by reading. It's very difficult. It has to be passed on by the spiritual authorities. And those people are very fortunate to get such spiritual authorities who can train the subordinates, you know, to hanker for Krishna, to do bhakti very intensely. And when that hankering is passed on, then, you know, anyways, you know, the person will go on autopilot mode. All the sadhana will go on in autopilot mode. So this is a very important responsibility that all the spiritual authorities have. Or else, same thing will happen. Like Prabhupada says, similarly, if a spiritual master cannot direct his disciples to become free of sinful activities, he becomes responsible of their sinful acts. So this is what will happen. These subtle laws of nature are unknown to the present leaders of society. So in this way, you know, we see that if we don't train the subordinates that how to get rid of these things, or if we don't pass on the mood of intense hankering to attain Krishna, then it becomes very difficult, or it will be very difficult for us to attain Krishna. Yes, because all sinful acts, here Prabhupada is saying that the sinful acts even we will get, right, responsible for the sinful acts. So in this way, we see that any time when we take the position of authority, it might be any place for that matter, be it parents or be it spiritual masters, be it government or any person, the responsibility of the authority is to train the subordinate to get closer to Krishna. And if the person is not able to do that, and if, okay, let's discuss, if the person is able to do that, 1/6 of the pious credit goes to the person, right? In fact, in one of the lectures, Srila Guru Maharaj making this point that someone asked him a question of how to attain Krishna or something like that, and he told, and then he was saying, if he attains Krishna and if he goes home back to Godhead, then even I have some chance. And I was saying like that. And Prabhupada also writes this in his Humility of These Personalities. Prabhupada also writes this, I guess, in the preface or introduction of Bhagavad Gita, that even if one person goes home back to Godhead, not in this, Dhruva Maharaj's preface also. So he writes that if one person goes home back to Godhead or becomes a pure devotee, then even the spiritual master, and in fact he says that even we have something like that.
Right? There he meant preface, mission is successful.
Yeah, one pure devotee is made. I think this Dhruva Maharaj section, you know, where Dhruva Maharaj goes back home, and there Suniti also is going back home, there he makes this point that if one person goes back home, then if we have the chance to go back home, something like that. So this is a very nice thing and a very important point that has to be meditated upon. Right. Yes.
So I stop here. Any questions or comments we can discuss? Exact time frame. Any comments or questions? No questions. Thank you very much. Granth Rashtra Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.